the show's underway. WizKid, Essence. It's 959. It's Car Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. Kicked it off with Donnell Jones. You know what's up. And you know what's up with this show. The show hasn't begun until we've got voice notes, and the voice notes usually come as a show begins.
Sekunjalo, sizwe. Hayi, sokile. Sokile, wayesusa kahle ngoDonald Jones. Aziwe, tot. Danke.
Danko.
Ooh, sewa. Ooh, girl, you know what's up. Ooh, say what. Ooh, girl, you know what's up. It's Car Drive.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I love that song. One of my favorites, to be quite honest. So as you will have heard, the news on top of the hour was read by the prodigal daughter who has returned. Kat, what up, blood?
Hey.
You back?
I'm back.
Okay, so Kunile Huma may have been exposed to COVID. We're not sure yet, so we'll find out. So we're just playing it safe. So she may be back next week or the week after that. But what has happened, and I didn't know this until today, is that one of us got married. Kat, you guys are kikiza?
No.
You're going to need to try.
I'll try.
I even enlisted the help of Tulu, so I brought into the studio because I was like, so Sandman went and got married, I don't want to say in secret, but very privately.
Uh-huh.
Sandmeezy.
What it do, what it did, sis.
I feel like I can't even call you Sandman anymore. Like, Ubama Wekaya now or something, you know? Tell
nothing
us.
Nothing changes.
How did it go down? And I mean, obviously you had to do it via online measures, which in itself is very different.
Yeah. Well, let me just give you a quick breakdown of what happened. So we had been talking with the missus beginning of last year already about getting married at the end of 2020.
Yeah.
We went away to Bali in Feb, but then COVID happened and our worlds were turned upside down and things had to be put on hold. And then we had to make a decision because we're like, you know what, COVID isn't going away anytime soon. So, you know, what's going to happen? Are we just going to be in the middle on the fence for the next few years? So we decided, no, let's do this thing. But then when we wanted to do it, we got moved to level 4, meaning people couldn't just travel in and out of Gauteng, which made it difficult because she's got family outside of the province as well.
Mm.
So then we decided, how about online? And shame, her family has been amazing in that regard because they were like, you know what, that's actually a great idea. Let's do it online. Even though some of her uncles struggle with technology, it was all sorted out. I've never even been in Lobola negotiations, full stop, let alone online Lobola negotiations. My biggest thing was just to find uncles to represent me, which I did. Got some close friends to come through. And then I got called in at some point. They were like, you might not get called in, but just be on standby in case you do. I did get called in. I was only on there for like 3 minutes before they politely asked me to log off and so they could continue. And yeah, this was beginning of the month and everything is done. Cows have been sent from Eswatini to Lesotho, so to speak, electronically. What? So,
you see, now we're very happy for you, man. I feel like we should start
Thank
singing
you.
Songs. You know, like, Oh, man.
Thanks,
okay.
Guys.
So thank you very much for sharing that story with us, Sandman. As you can hear, it's a very happy show. And I've always wondered, right, as black people, do you feel like cultural events or religious events or anything of the kind that you'd usually do face-to-face is any different or any less enjoyable when it's now done via online or via digital media, right? So I've seen a lot of people now, they don't go to church, but they'll attend church maybe via YouTube, right? Do you feel like it's still the same church when you do it that way? I mean, Sandman negotiated Lobola via Teams. Do you feel like that would have been the same thing? Does it hold the same kind of weight? And also there's very traditional people that feel like, no, tradition's tradition. It should never change. If you're one of those people, give us a shout, 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well, 063-688-0959. And with that, welcome to the show. Let's get it started. Kaya.